At age 46, Galileo was no young kid in 1610, but events that year were destined to change his life and that of the entire world. They involved the colossal planet Jupiter, which is now at its closest and brightest to Earth of the year. When Galileo heard that a Dutch eyeglass maker had created the first telescope, he was one of the few people who, sight unseen, could duplicate the instrument. Galileo turned his telescope to the sky, and the universe changed. The moon, regarded since ancient Greek times as a smooth body with oceans, were now clearly pockmarked with mountains and craters. The Milky Way's creamy glow burst into untold separate stars. But it was Jupiter, shining brilliantly in Taurus in January of 1610, that proved the most amazing and controversial. Galileo saw four stars lined up alongside the dazzling planet and watched them change position each night. He realized they were orbiting around Jupiter. This, exactly 400 years ago, was no small thing. At the time, church doctrine bewilderingly insisted that Earth is the center of all motion. So Galileo saw no benefits after he published his startling discoveries. Instead, it brought him up on charges, forced him to recant, at penalty of being burned at the stake, and left him to die penniless. Today, anyone can duplicate Galileo's sightings without worrying about being set on fire. The cheapest backyard telescope lets us clearly observe Jupiter and its four huge, ever-changing moons. It spins faster than any other planet, creating horizontal cloud belts like stripes on a bumblebee. As for finding it, this is a no-brainer. It's the brightest star in the sky by far, and it's out all night long. At nightfall, look for it low in the southeast. The brightest star. What could be easier? And by Jove, you've got it. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.